You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today Mr. Greg Jablonski. We're going to give you a private parking spot out back with your name on it.
Oh, thank you, Dan. I appreciate it.
How the heck are you this
week?
I'm good, Dan.
Very good.
Great. Well, do we dare say that winter's on its way?
I think it is close, but now we'll get a little reprieve next week, so
yeah,
won't be as bad. So kinda we'll just keep a couple more weeks going, and we'll be in good shape.
Ease us in, right?
Yes.
So does this kind of weather slow things down at all for real estate? I mean, how are sales this week?
It does. Sales are very good, very strong. It's almost every day somebody's inquiring and looking and thinking, and they're very serious too. So I mean, it's a serious market right now, and I think that in my age group, you get a lot of people that say, well, it's time to downsize, time to make some changes in our home. And so we get a lot of that because we are in the one level villas, and I think our price points are what we call the lateral move. So you need to be able to sell your home and buy a home and make it all at one swap where, you know, you're very close.
Now those villas and stuff like that, they don't have association fees or
ours do not. In essence, they're not run like a typical association where you have the grocery store rules or whatever you want to call it, and you just treat these villas as single family homes. And along with that, you know, it's just the freedom of doing what you want, but still a little bit of protection from things that most people don't want to see happen. And so I think that's good, but it's not the annual dues. We have one situation, we have a development where we have a one-time fee when you close. And if there are not any expenses that carry on, that fee probably won't be charged again. So it's a one-time annual fee of $125. And, you know, if all you have to do is cut the grass in this one filtration area, a pond, if you would.
Okay, because people have to share that now. Didn't the city used to maintain those, or not?
That would require no.
Okay. Well, no, I used
that'd
to
take a lawnmower and a guy. You know, that costs a lot of money for the city.
Okay.
You can't expect that from the city.
But I thought, I used to think that when there were like ponding basins and stuff like that, that the city took
now,
care of.
Here was the smartest thing that happened many years ago.
Okay.
The ponding basins on Pleasant and about, oh, what is that, 17th, 18th, 20th right in there.
Okay, yep.
They were part of the development, and they also served for a filtration area. So when you get those heavy rains that went into that area, and it served for the park and the pond. Okay. Now, that's a win-win, and I think in the end, it makes all the homes, the lots, more affordable.
Right.
But now what you see is you see parkland dedication and all this and all that coupled with it. Now, I don't know the new development. I don't really know what happened there. I wasn't involved in it. But they do have a significant area. And I know they probably don't need another park there, but I don't know for sure. But there's a perfect example of how if that's used for park and drainage, stormwater, it's an excellent idea. And I hope that our city gets those policies. So.
Okay.
But as you know, and we said we weren't going to get political this week,
no.
But the school board has some new talent. Hopefully they'll see things that way.
So. Right. Now, because I also heard, Greg, that, and, you know, you'd be the expert at this, that some cul-de-sacs are maintained, the snow plowing, and are maintained by the people that live in them, kind of an association.
Yes.
And is that true?
And not necessarily an association, but yes, they have what the city develops sometimes and requires private streets for one reason or another. And so at that point, they have to take care of themselves. Well, you know, other streets and cul-de-sacs are included in the maintenance, but we just have a situation with that. The lots are less expensive, so it kind of works out fair for them.
Okay.
But when it comes time for taxes, they'll pay the same amount of taxes.
That was my next statement.
You know,
or question.
And not get the service. So that's kind of the rub.
Okay. And that's what I was wondering.
But the lots are less, so the value's less, so the math works out. Okay. And, you know, I'm hoping maybe in one instant we'll be able to, you know, kind of go approach the city and say, hey, as homeowners, they'll get a lot further than as a developer. So, you know, maybe they can come to that because it was all built to city specs, city streets, city inspected, the whole thing. So,
but the cul-de-sac people own it.
Yes.
And they're in, and they have to do the maintenance then.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So that isn't, you know, I had heard that, but I didn't know if it was true
or not. Yeah, it is true. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. How about some specific listings you may have?
Well, we're going to have a couple coming soon here, and I know that we offer the auto email, so you can get a hold of us at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121. Ask for Wayne or Greg, and just get on our auto email. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a no-charge service. It's free. And mm-hmm. just sign up, and, you know, you'll get those emails when something comes on the market, and if you're starting to look, or if you're starting to think about, you know, I should maybe think about selling my house, it gives mm-hmm. you a good idea what other homes are about. And mm-hmm. I think it's very interesting as you see these homes come on. I think it's a good source for everybody to, that's even curious. I mean, most people are curious about it. We're happy to put you on our email list.
Mm-hmm.
No charge.
And I like that price.
The free is usually an okay deal.
There you go. There you go. So our topic of the week, Greg, is getting solid advice preparing for the market.
Yes, I think it's something that maybe it is really good to have some advice as to what is necessary for your home, little updates, mm-hmm. and not to get too carried away sometimes with those expenses, because that person moving in or buying your home might have some different ideas and may not want what you do to the home.
That is, I would think, the biggest risk. So
yes.
How do you balance that? Because as a realtor, you're exactly right. Mm-hmm. You know, well, you know, I'd have a totally different idea of what it is.
Yes.
But you have a more balanced idea. How do you approach the seller then with that?
Well, I think at that point, you either put in an allowance to do something.
Okay,
that's an idea. Instead of doing it, because you know it needs to be done, but you don't want to do something that somebody else may not want for the rest of their life in these homes. You know, mm-hmm. and as an example, we just did a townhouse and we put in countertops, but then they were neutral and they were, you know, what that is. So I think in the end, you do an undermount sink, you do new countertops, it's really good.
Okay.
And watch that KDWA shopping show, because they're going to have a healthy discount on that.
I think that's,
and new kitchen countertops coupled with maybe painting your cabinets. It all depends on exact mm-hmm. circumstances, but a lot of people painting with the off-white, and if the cabinets are in good shape, you know, that's really a great option.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about, because you have a new type of countertop, don't you?
Yes. It's HPL.
Let's talk about mm-hmm. what is HPL.
HPL is a, quote, a laminate top, but the new technologies in the quality of the product and the look of the product, I'm going to tell you, when you walk into a home with these Arete countertops, they really look like stone. Your first glance is going to be, wow, stone countertops. And that's how good they are. In some respects, take granite as an example. These mm-hmm. tops will perform better than granite. They will install better than granite. They're not. You don't have to service them the way you do in granite. And I just think that they are some of the best countertops. Now, quartz, of course, Cambria is the hot button in design and standards, if you would. I think that the expense of those is about three times what these countertops
are.
Wow. Which is a big expense.
Yes, it is.
And I don't know that I can really say that that's going to be the thing, but sometimes, you know, it's up to the buyer. And that's where mm-hmm. you want to give maybe a go in and say, hey, we're going to give you an allowance because we know it needs countertops. Mm-hmm. We understand that. But, you know, we don't want to do that, because if you do want quartz countertops and you're willing to pay $10,000, you know, well, so be it. You can do that.
So but if I bought quartz countertops for $10,000, let's just let the people listening mm-hmm. kind of give them an idea what that is, but they bought your product instead, mm-hmm. What would the price be for
around $3,000?
Wow, that's a big difference.
It's a huge difference,
Greg.
Yep.
And that is.
And the fact is, in some respects, they look as nice, and if not better, because you get so many more choices of designs and colors with them. Okay. So I don't know what to tell. I just think they are mm-hmm. absolutely, the in my world, the only way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're a fraction of the cost. The service life is good. And the biggest thing about even Cambria, is you're going to get outdated in colors or styles or designs. And, you know, it's 10 or 15 years down the road. Look how things have changed in that amount of time. If you look back 15 years ago, what you have for countertops then. And, you know, so it's sometimes not the service length of time, but it's the datedness of the look and the design that, hey, we got to have new countertops. Mm-hmm. Well, now you're throwing away $11,000 countertops versus $3,000 countertops. Mm-hmm. We have undermount sinks. The stuff is unbelievable. You need to look at it to really be convinced that it is good. And we're starting to get it in more and more homes. We've done it for clients. They've been so happy. And we've done it in houses that are coming on the market. And it just, the kitchen is the place you do want to spend some money.
That's kitchens and bathrooms, isn't it? Those
it is.
Two.
Yep. You really want to update those things.
Yep, and if you can do it for $7,000 instead of $11,000, you're going to get
that. Do it for three countertops. Three, you're going to save $7,000. And then you know you have some money to go in and you know upgrade your counter or your cabinets and do some. There's great finishes. The you know Sherwin Williams, Benjamin Moore, they all have great finishes for cabinets now.
Okay. Well, you know, you told us when we in full transparency. Your son did remodel a house that we bought 6 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you folks were introducing us to the flooring, and there was it was a new kind of flooring back then.
Yep.
And it looks like wood. It feels like wood, but it isn't. But, man, you can drop stuff, and we've dropped stuff on it. And you said it's going to be durable and rugged. Loos like it was put in yesterday.
Yep. Dogs scratching.
Right.
You know, all those things.
Yeah, we don't
have
dogs around
woods.
Here, do we? and man, does
very
that stand
durable.
Up.
Yes.
Yes.
And, you know, some of the wood floors, they're maintenance, and you do have to refinish them, and it goes on and on. Well, with those floors, it is amazing how well they do stand up.
We've had numerous people, I mean, say, wow, what kind of stuff? It looks, you know, and they have to take a second look at it and realize that it's it's not wood, but man, it looks like it, and it stands up better than wood.
And in your case, if there were some serious damage or something that did damage it, you can take that piece out and easily replace it.
Mm-hmm.
With your wood floors, it's a little more difficult.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's true. You are spot on that, and we found out about that.
Yep.
So is it a fair statement then, Greg, to say that if you remodel using this new stuff, you're almost guaranteed to get your money back, and in a lot of cases even make some money on it?
Yeah, I think it improves the house.
Right.
Takes buyers' objections of how much stuff's going to cost to replace out of there, and that's good when you can get rid of any negatives. And honestly, when you go in and you do either the new carpets or the new flooring, as long as the color's gray, it's pretty much a given that people are going to accept that.
Okay.
And that's the big thing.
Greg, how can folks get a hold of you if they have some questions on those countertops? Or
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121.
And ask for anybody in the home results group, Greg or...
Greg or Wayne.
There you go.
Good.
So let's talk about something we've been doing the real estate show for a long time, and I didn't realize were allowances.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that somebody didn't want to do the bathroom, for instance. They said, well, okay, I'm going to do the kitchen. They put in those neat countertops and stuff, and they said, wow, what is that like, $1,000 toward a bathroom? I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, is that what that is?
It is more complicated when you get involved in loans and lenders and things like that.
Okay.
So we have to be careful. Yeah, well, I don't say they have to get involved, but at a certain point, it has to be, I guess, something that the buyer and the seller then agree to. So if you want to go that route, I mean, it's an option to look at instead of that, or sometimes they just end up taking it off the price and then the buyer can do it. And that's probably the advantage to an allowance, is then the buyer just comes in and they say, okay, we're going to do it ourselves and we'll do that. But it's kind of an upfront resolution of the, it needs carpet, or it needs a new floor, or it needs a new countertop, things like that. And also then the other option is to go ahead, and like I said, as long as you go with the grays and you go with the nice looks, it probably gets you to the point where now the house is more saleable.
Okay. I was just going to say, isn't it more saleable if you say to somebody, Because of what you said earlier in the show is that your taste is different than my taste, mm-hmm. and when you might redo something and I come in there and go, wow, I don't like that, I'm going to redo it again. Maybe a better idea was you give me allowance for carpet and you give me allowance for this and that. And would that make that house more saleable then?
I believe it would, yes.
I mean, to me, it would make sense.
It kind of comes to the early agreement of, hey, I put a value on this, and you'll have this much. This is what it's going to cost, and we'll get it done. But in the other case, we just sold a home. They went ahead and just did the countertops because they know it'll be better for the buyer, and mm-hmm. that all worked out just fine. The countertops were acceptable. The kitchen looked spectacular. And just with countertops, it mm-hmm. kind of took away all the objections. Because sometimes you get into homes that aren't totally that old, and you're going to still have the wood look. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the, quote, English oak, which today cabinets are white, off-white, you know, not necessarily wood, and that's the way it is, you know, because that wood look has kind of gone away from kitchen, you know, in my own personal home, we have cherry cabinets. Well, they're kind of a certain stain color, let's call it that.
Right, they're darker.
Yeah, they're darker, and they're mm-hmm. the wood look, and they're mm-hmm. not the new look. You know, the mm-hmm. new look is strictly like white and grays and actually more or less painted cabinetry. And the new line that we have coming up, Pure Styles, made by Pivot, which is under Master Brand, under Mid-Continent, I don't know. It's all the different companies today. But they are really a good look, and that's mm-hmm. what's selling. And our new build customers, they're really liking that, and you know it is a nice look. Mm-hmm. And the big thing today with new kitchens too, you get the rollouts, you could get the soft close, so I call it self close. You just do it and it's gone. Some of those things are just almost automatic, and everybody wants them. Nice features.
Yes, they are. Yes,
but I don't maybe recommend going quite that far. But in some cases, if your house is that age, and everything else is in good shape, and that's the only thing to do is update the kitchen, you can certainly look at that. But you're mm-hmm. going to spend $10,000 updating that kitchen.
But there are some really good alternatives out there, and that's the product that you're talking about.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, one final time here, Greg, before you go, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121.
Okay, and thank you, Greg, for coming in.
You bet.
Again, that's HP countertop.
HPL.
HPL.
Yep. But the biggest thing I think in this meeting and talk is about get us out there to look at your home and kind of tell you what we think you should spend money on to get to the market.
But, I mean, what a great, solid advice you just gave.
That's just one item.
There you go. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Our guest today, Greg Jablonski with Edina Realty of Hastings. If you have any questions for Greg, folks, even if it's the countertops, the products that he has, give him a call, 651-437-2121, and ask for Greg or Wayne. This is KDWA Hastings.